Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? It's Jeff Hartman of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com here for another episode of the Steelers Hangout. We hope you had a great weekend. By the time you're hearing this, it's probably Monday. No one really likes Mondays that much. A lot of people would rather do anything but enjoy a Monday, whether it's going to class, whether it's going to work, whatever the case may be. And if that's the case, then why don't you sit back and spend a few minutes with me talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, we're entering the doldrums of the offseason where there's really nothing happening. The Super Bowl is over. We're still months away from the draft. We're still over a month away, or actually about 1 month away from NFL free agency. And so this is one of those dead periods. There's only a few of these in the NFL's calendar. One of them is in the middle of summer, before the OTAs and all those workouts start. From when they finish until training camp starts, there's a dead period as well. So I decided for this Monday episode to reach out to fans on our Twitter account. If you don't follow Behind the Steel Curtain on Twitter, you should. At BT Steel Curtain is our handle. And I just put it out there, hey, if you have a question that you want answered, leave it. Hit us up with a mention, and we'll certainly answer it. And so what I did is I had five questions, really good questions from our fans. And I'm going to answer them for you here, and it hopefully causes some discussion. Opens your eyes to some things and gives you my perspective on a lot of burning topics that is going on currently with the Pittsburgh Steelers as they prepare now for the 2017 season. So without any further ado, let's get to these questions. There were five of them. Should be good. We'll start at the top. The first question is, what do you believe would help our defense as a whole more, a top cornerback or a top edge pass rusher? This is obviously a very, very debatable topic, as well as a highly discussed topic at Behind the Steel Curtain, everywhere. Steeler fans, it's all they're talking about, cornerback or pass rusher. You know, it depends on who you talk to. Some people would say that the pass rusher is going to influence a cornerback and vice versa. I personally think that this team would be better equipped with an edge pass rusher. You say a top cornerback or a top edge rusher. I'm not sure that the Steelers could afford a top edge rusher in free agency, and I don't think because they draft 30th without trading up that they're going to be able to get a top edge rusher in the NFL draft. So in that case, if you're looking at the draft, I think that the cornerback position, they have a better chance of getting a top cornerback in the draft than they do a top edge rusher. But in this case of what do I think would help the defense more, I think it's a pass rusher. So in my mind, cornerback or pass rusher, I'll go with pass rusher. The next question, is Landry Jones the backup going forward? And if not, who or what is the best option? The more I think about it, the more I could see the Steelers trying to keep Landry Jones. I don't know if they really trust Zach Mettenberger. I don't know if they've seen enough of him to let Landry Jones walk. People want to badmouth Landry Jones. I've done it. Everyone's done it. At the same time, he knows the system. He's comfortable in the system. He's proven he can run the system. Is he as good as Ben Roethlisberger? No. But how many backup quarterbacks in the National Football League can you say, you know what, if they have to go in, they could win the game for him? Period. And Landry Jones is that guy. It could be a lot worse. Just look around the league at some of the backup quarterback situations, and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. There are backup quarterbacks out there that Landry Jones would be a starter in that situation and not a backup. And with that being said, it kind of scares me because with the quarterback play being so bad in the National Football League, outside of the franchise quarterbacks that you see every Sunday, you wonder if a team's going to throw a lot of money at Landry Jones to pull him away from Pittsburgh. If that happens, they do have Mettenberger. He spent a year in the system. He should be comfortable with it. Should be able to back up, have the backup duties next year. But if not, I think it might be time that they start to address that in the NFL draft. But again, has to be the right prospect, has to be the right time. You don't just go into the draft thinking, this is going to be the year that we take our future quarterback. Because you're drafting 30th in the first round, and this is not a draft-heavy class. So with that being said, if they don't draft a quarterback, I could see them going in with Mettenberger and then maybe picking up another free agent quarterback or another arm that they could have as their third option and basically be inactive every week barring an injury. But is Landry Jones going to be the backup? I think the Steelers would like that to happen. I'm just not so sure if it will happen. All right, so let's go to our next question. What would be a possible ulterior motive for Ben Roethlisberger saying he may retire? Or do you think he certainly meant what he said? you know, when you hear him say those things, I never thought for once that Roethlisberger was going to step down and retire. I think it was a lot of emotion and reaction to the fact that the team just got their butts whooped in the AFC Championship game by the New England Patriots. But I also think there was an ulterior motive. Some might call me a conspiracy theorist or something like that, but ultimately, I think he's sending a message. He's sending a message to several different places. He's sending a message to the franchise. Hey, I don't have a lot of time left in this league. Just so you know, you might want to start thinking about the future. I think he sent a message to the young players on the team, i.e. Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, some of those defensive players that are so young, saying, look, guys, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be playing, and if we want to win a championship, the work we put in this year, we're going to have to do 10 times that if we want to win. And so, look, dude, let's not waste these years. Let's not waste them, because ultimately, I'm not sure how much I have left in the tank, physically and mentally. So do I think he meant what he said? Yeah, I mean, if you read the transcripts or listen to the segment that he had on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, obviously he said it, but he said, you know, he just wants to reflect on the season, see where he's at. And as Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney II said, this isn't the first time that he has talked about retirement. So this was my opinion. I do think that was an ulterior motive, but ultimately I do think Roethlisberger will be back next season. We have two more questions. We'll get right to those after a word from our sponsors. All right, next question, two left. Instead of taking an outside linebacker in the first round of the draft, what options are available in free agency? I don't want to get stuck with another Jarvis Jones. Well, look, no one wants to get stuck with another Jarvis Jones. That was very disappointing. But let's take a look at some of the top outside linebackers that you're going to have in the upcoming free agency period. And they all are older players. So some might say, well, that's good because they can bring that veteran presence that, you know, they know that there's not that much adjusting for them. So DeMarcus Ware tops the list, 34 years old, was banged up for Denver, but still was able to get 4 sacks opposite Von Miller. Robert Mathis is 35 for Indianapolis. He had 5 sacks this year out in 14 games. Julius Peppers, 37, had 8 sacks, played in all 16 games for the Green Bay Packers. Nick Perry of Green Bay, another one. He had 11 sacks. He's only 26. Trent Cole of the Indianapolis Colts, he only had 2 sacks. You keep going down the line. Eric Walden of the Colts, 11 sacks, 31 years old. These guys are putting up some pretty good numbers, but again, what we're talking about with a lot of the free agent talk with the Steelers is how much money do they really have to spend? Everyone looks at the number and says, oh my gosh, for the first time in so long, the Steelers actually have money to spend. Not so much. I mean, really, if you're going to bring back a guy like Landry Jones, if you're going to give Le'Veon Bell a deal, or if you're just going to franchise tag him, it's going to cost you $12 million for one season. You're going to want to give Antonio Brown a new deal. They're going to want to look at players like Stephon Tua to possibly get him a new contract. Lawrence Timmons, are you going to bring him back? And all of a sudden, all that cap space that we just talked about could basically be evaporated. Now, could they get a guy like DeMarcus Ware? If they could, it would really help out a lot of things if he can stay healthy. We know he has back problems, stuff like that. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle that. But I kind of agree with the person that left the question that maybe they look in free agency for a couple of these pieces because it's not always a guarantee in the draft. Jarvis Jones is a good example of that. Last question. Do you think Mike Tomlin is part of the problem? Lost control of the locker room. Antonio Brown's video shows nobody pays attention to him. All right. I figured I was going to get a question or two like this. Mike Tomlin, you say he's part of the problem. To me, when you lose, everyone is part of the problem. It's head coach, general manager, players, assistants, trainers, you name it. And so in that case, yes, Mike Tomlin would be part of the problem. However, do I think he lost control of the locker room? No. Do I think Antonio Brown's video shows that nobody pays attention to him? No. These guys love him. They'll do anything for him. They'll run through a brick wall for him. If he's anything, he is a player's coach who has control of the locker room, not the other way around. So again, when a team loses in the fashion that the Steelers did, everyone is part of the problem, and that includes Mike Tomlin, but that doesn't take any of the pressure or the onus off of the players. because they're the ones out there making plays, or lack thereof, as it was in the AFC Championship game. And so there you have it. So this is our first. I'm going to be doing this maybe a couple every other week, getting some fans' questions, answering them on this show. And make sure you check out our Twitter handle, @BTSteelCurtain, for that update. We